Hello from another day with Jesus. In this devotional, Pastor Priji prepares us through various scriptures. This morning, incline your soul to receive a word from God.
Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new day, this new season, this new opportunity that we have. I hope that you're taking the right choices and the right decisions in this season, because whatever you do today, whatever you say today, wherever you spend your resources, your money, your time, all those occurrences, all those incidents are now seeds that you're sowing so that you can end up reaping something from those seeds. You may not think all of it as an investment, but please remember that everything that you do today, you're investing into your tomorrow. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 37, "And what you put in the ground, that's not the plant that will grow, but only a bare seed. It'll be a seed of wheat or whatever other plant that you're planting. But what you put in the ground is a tiny seed. It represents the entire plant. It may have the DNA of the entire plant. It may actually become the entire plant someday. But what you put in the ground is only the seed." Verse 38, it says, "Then God, He's the one who decides. He's the one who plants around this seed. And He gives it the new body that He wants this seed to have. A different plant grows from each kind of seed. Now, who determines that? The seed and the God who gives the body to the seed. Verse 39, it says, "Similarly, there are different kinds of flesh, one kind for humans, another for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. Each of them, they have seeds, and then God will clothe those seeds with different type of flesh, with different types of bodies." Now today, I understand that you may have your own struggles, your own challenges, your own directions where you want to grow and progress in. Now, let me ask you this question. Have you prepared a seed in each area of those lives accordingly? If you want to work towards your marriage and you want to get married, what kind of seeds have you been planting? Have you been planting seeds that will result in your being able to find an appropriate, the best person to get married to and to have a beautiful, godly married life? If you want to see success in your business, are you putting a different kind of a seed aside just to see your business take off? If you want to see your health prosper, healing and deliverance in your physical body, is there seeds that you're sowing in that particular direction? We think that money is the only seed that we need to sow. And of course, if you sow money, you will reap money. But there are different kinds of seeds. And depending on the kind of seed that you sow, God will now put a flesh around this seed. God will now give a new body. Depending on the kind of seed that you put, God is the one who ultimately makes this seed grow. You and I, we can put the seed and we can do the watering and we can do the praying and we can do the fasting and we can do all the manual human labor. But it is ultimately God who makes this seed grow. It is God who makes it inhabit this flesh, inherit this body that is now going to give it an identity. So you need to be careful because you're not trying to fool people here. You're not trying to impress people here. You are trying to speak something in the spirit realm. When you sow something, you're making a statement in the spirit realm. And that is why it is necessary that you ask the Lord, you ask the Holy Spirit, you ask yourself, how can I sow a seed for these different areas of my life? What do I need to do to invest into my marriage? What do I need to do to invest into my parenting? What do I need to do to invest into my academics? How can I sow seeds into these different aspects of my life? One thing doesn't solve everything. One offering that you put in the church doesn't answer all your needs. It's necessary that you sow seeds. Some seeds will be seeds of time, how much time you spend. Some seeds will be seeds of relationships. How many relationships do you invest into? How many people have you been investing into? Some seeds will be seeds that would cost a lot of your emotional, mental strength when you pour into people's lives. And all of those things are seeds. Anything that you let go of, anything that you release from your life and you don't expect it back, those are seeds that are getting out of your life and now going to create new life, now going to create new opportunities, new growth, new blessings in the days to come. My desire is that not a single person that is listening to this podcast will be left without a harvest. Not a single one of us will be left without solutions and answers. But the issue is that not everybody gets what they desire and they want. Only according to the measure that you're willing to sow a seed, that you're willing to work towards it, actively pay a price to reach there, only to the measure that you sow will you harvest, will you reap. The Bible says in this particular context that our physical bodies, that is a seed that we will sow so that we can inherit eternal bodies. In other words, if you don't have a body, if you don't have a physical body to sow, you are not going to get a spiritual body for eternity. You and I, that is why we are taking care of our physical bodies. That is why we are doing everything possible to keep ourselves pure, holy, and fresh, because this body we are going to sow so that this body that we are sowing into the ground, into the physical ground when we die, that will become the seed on which God will give us a heavenly body. That is what Apostle Paul is trying to teach in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 when he is talking about resurrection. So today, may the Lord show you what kind of seed you need to sow for what kind of breakthrough you're praying for, what kind of blessing that you're praying for. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I pray that each and every one of your dear children will have a revelation, that their eyes will be opened. They will see what kind of seed they need to sow in these days to come. Let them never be without answers and solutions, Lord. Every day of their life, let them have a revelation of what they need to do from their side to be realigned. Thank you for speaking to us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We believe that this word was a blessing for you. Feel free to share this podcast with someone and bless them. Do connect with us at pastorpriji.com. May you walk with God throughout this day.